This is sometimes called in the tantric tradition deity yoga, a discipline in which you imagine the deity in front of you and then you become identified with it. It's one of the fundamental forms of practice in the tradition of the mandala. Now, there's another way that the mandala can be used in Buddhist practice that's fascinating to explore. We won't have enough time to go into it in as much detail as it really deserves. But in the book called The Tibetan Book of the Dead, it's used as a ritual in funerals to help guide the soul of a dead person through the difficulties of the afterlife, and also, of course, to provide a meditation for the living about what will happen to them when they die. The movement of the soul, or the movement of consciousness to be more precise, through the afterlife is visualized as a journey through the mandala. Not from the edges to the center, as we were talking about before, but from the center out to the edge. When a person dies, according to the Tibetan Book of the Dead, the consciousness becomes dissolved into the form of the central Buddha in the mandala, in a state of pure non-dual awareness. And if, through all the meditation that the person has done before the moment of death, if that person can recognize that and accept it and become absorbed into it, then the person is no longer subject to rebirth. But if there's something frightening about that experience, the person recoils from it and can't stay absorbed in that terrifying white light, then he begins to fall out of the center of the mandala and make a procession around the edge, seeing each one of the deities of the mandala on a different day. And then, of course, when that's over, seeing all of those deities again in their wrathful form. At each moment on this process, it's possible to become absorbed into that deity and to escape the cycle of transmigration, if that's something the person has prepared for. If not, eventually the person falls off the edge of the mandala and back into rebirth in this world. So the mandala is used, at least in this tradition, as a way, shall we say, of visualizing the movement through the afterlife and giving some kind of ritual form to the guidance that people give to the spirits of the dead. And then finally, I'll just mention one more important way that the mandala manifests itself in Buddhist practice, a way that you yourselves might someday encounter in your travels. I said before that the mandala can represent the cosmos as a whole, but it doesn't have to represent all of the cosmos. It can be mapped simply onto a particular piece of land. Tibet itself is understood as a mandala with a sacred center in the capital city of Lhasa. So one way of experiencing the mandala in Tibet is to go on a pilgrimage, to circumambulate the great country itself, visiting the shrines that mark all of these sacred spots on the mandala, and then finally making your way into that central territory that is associated with the capital city, and then within the capital city with the central shrine right in the center of Tibet. This shrine is called the Jokhang and holds the most sacred image in Tibetan Buddhism. You find as you make your way through these pilgrimage sites that there are always two important elements. There always is a circumambulation, a movement around, visiting of different sacred spots along the perimeter of whatever manifestation of the mandala it is that you're encountering, and then there's this movement into the center where you encounter some kind of symbolic representation of reality in its unified state. So you can see that the mandala is in a lot of ways quite a simple form. It really is just a circle, you know. It's just a way of drawing a line around the world and indicating that at the center of that circle we might encounter reality in some more powerful or more direct way than we would in our ordinary experience. But it is extraordinarily malleable and translatable, and it affects many aspects of Buddhist life, all of which would be fascinating, I would have to say, to explore in much more detail than we're able to do in just this one lecture.